Welcome to Alive Experience, the online teaching ministry of Pastor Pascal Ngwe. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal teaches the Word of God with accuracy and power, always leaving his audience empowered, challenged, and ready for change. As you listen, get ready to be blessed by the Holy Spirit. Now, let's join the message already in progress.
This morning, by God's grace, we're going to conclude our teaching on neutralizing curses. And you know, we've spent the whole month talking about how to neutralize them. Please understand that the first thing God did after creating man was to bless him. A blessing is a supernatural, invisible assistance that comes to help man get things done. When the blessing of the Lord is on your life, things get done. Things are not delayed unnecessarily. Things are not denied when they should be given. When the blessing of the Lord is upon a servant of God, his ministry prospers. Things start happening. Doors start opening. Breakthroughs start being realized. When the blessing of God is upon a businessman, his business starts growing in leaps and bounds. There's just a supernatural presence, unexplainable, invisible, yet the results are clear. When the blessing of God is upon a child, you will notice that there's something about that child. You can't really explain what it is, but you just see. You can buy the same clothes to this one and to this one. When he wears his, everybody seems to just talk about it. Meanwhile, he's wearing exactly like the other one. There's that supernatural aura that comes on a person that assists him. Praise God. When you end the grace of 2022 and you say, call me blessed, that's what you mean. You are saying there's a supernatural presence. There is an assistance in and around you that makes you win in every situation. That's what you are saying. You are saying you shall not be limited. You are saying there is no mountain that your God will not cause you to climb. You are saying there is no wall that the power of God will not blast in front of you. You are saying you are unstoppable. I am blessed. It's a total different ball game with the curse. Everything I've just said is the reverse. When a curse is working somewhere, there will be a lot of hardship. Things will be unnecessarily difficult and delayed. There will be too many frustrations, too many obstacles, until the curse overpowers and subdues the will of man and brings him to ground zero. Curses, just like blessings, are invisible, but their presence can be seen in the life of people. We just see how things are difficult, painful. It's tears, it's cries. I thought by this time I would be here. I thought by now things would be like this. That, you see, you can't explain why it's not working, and yet it's not working. Curses. There are curses upon people. There are curses upon families. There are curses upon areas and lands and regions that just make things totally difficult. And every single year, people, you know, write down new resolutions and things they're going to do. And some manage to get some done, and some manage to get a lot done, and then some don't manage to get anything done. It's just frustration upon frustration. I've been teaching you about this because I believe at the bottom of every frustration and misery, usually these unforeseen forces, unseen forces, are present. They are destroying people's lives. So this whole month, by God's grace, we've been learning how to neutralize curses. Please don't just say, okay, now I know, let's move to the next thing. No. Make this your life goal. Every curse in my life, I will learn ways to neutralize them. I will learn whatever I need to learn. But until my results change, I will not change in my resolve. I will continue fighting curses. Please, when we move to a next series next Sunday, do not quickly just drop this on the side. Understand that I started here because this is the foundation. Make neutralizing curses one of your life goals. Because once in a while, you will see certain patterns that are very consistent with the presence of a curse. And don't just drop the ball and don't just turn the page. Take time and ask yourself, how did this curse form itself? How can I neutralize it? Every curse can be neutralized and it can become fun to see your results change, to see things transform, to realize that you are not... You see, like what I'm trying to tell you during this series is that no situation is permanent. Whatever is happening right now can change if you learn how to neutralize them. And if you are committed, Where do curses come from? Talking of their origins. You see, in the book of Proverbs 26 verse 2, the Bible says, like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, so a curse without a cause does not come to rest. A curse without a cause does not come to rest. The good news this morning, brother, is that if you did not cause it, it doesn't have any right to rest on you. Every curse that does not have a cause cannot rest on you. So even though curses are powerful, they cannot just operate anyhow. There must be a cause that gives them right of operation. And if you can learn to identify the causes and neutralize them or avoid them, then less and less manifestation of curses will be present in your life. So like I promised you last week that I was going to give you the origins of curses quickly before we take on our last leg this morning. Number one, where do curses come from? Curses originate from disobeying God's word. Whenever God's word is disobeyed, a curse is released. We have a clear example with Adam and Eve. God said, do not eat the fruit. The moment they ate the fruit, God didn't have to curse them. A curse was released upon them. Deuteronomy 28 verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which are commanded you. As soon as disobedience enters, curses are released. So the origin, the actual origins of curses is not the devil, it's not demons, it's disobedience. The first man who unlocked curses was simply disobedient to the word of the Lord. Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and ate the fruit of which I told you not to eat, curse is the ground for your sake. Because. So I gave you this statement a couple of years ago. Every curse has a cause and every blessing has a condition. Number two, curses originate from ancestral covenants. Deuteronomy 27 verse 15. Curse is the one who makes a carved or molded image an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of a craftsman, and sets it up in the secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Curse is the one who makes a carved or molded image an abomination to the Lord and sets it in the secret to worship it. Any form of God that are in and around your life, images, talisman, bracelet, anything that you have accepted to be something that has power and that you have accepted in your life, either in the form of a necklace, a form of a bracelet, a form of an idol, a form of an image, or even a form of God. And you see, these gods, we usually worship them with things. We come with things, we throw things down, we do all those things. Curses are released through that. And they say these two that I've given you are by far the greatest open doors to curses. Why? Well, the reason I'm saying this is because most of us, we are coming from pagans' homes, pagans' backgrounds, where we disobeyed God all the way and we worship idols. Our ancestors worship idols, serve idols, never followed God. So you see, these two curses have been released in families for years. And even as I'm speaking today, many people are still going to consult spirits. They are still involved in those things. This is how curses are released in the family. When you go to consult, you're thinking that you are doing something good for the family. But what you don't understand is that as long as you are not consulting the living God, whoever you are consulting is a demon god. And God says whoever does that is cursed. One of the ways through which you can see that a curse is working in a family is by the recurrence of similar events that keeps happening. The challenge with a lot of us is that we never pause to check. And these forces take advantage a lot of the fact that most people don't really think about what is going on, where they are coming from. If you could take time to think and observe, you will see that there are certain patterns that keep recurring in the same way. You'll be amazed to see that this thing has been going on. And also because we don't have a documented past, like we don't really document what used to happen before. So Satan has used that to always make it look like you are the first to go through this. Meanwhile, if you check in your lineage, you find out that everybody has gone through the same thing. Matthew 22 verse 25 to 27, the Bible says, now there were with us seven brothers. The first died after he had married and having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. Likewise, the second also, and the third, even to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died also. There were with us seven brothers. Can you understand this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They all married the same woman and each died. After they were all dead, then she died. But it is interesting that not even one of the brothers could pick up that, wait a minute, my elder brother married you, he died. My brother married you, he died. Why must I also come now and marry you also? You see that? Because they don't take time to observe. And that's what I'm trying to say, that usually none of us takes time to actually study what's going on. and we end up repeating the same calamity. As if it was new, but it's nothing new. I mean, imagine how blatant could that be? Seven of them. And they were all with the same woman. Of all of them, the common denominator was the woman. So she had a curse of death on her. And they didn't know. And they kept marrying her. They kept marrying her. They kept marrying her. Be careful who you marry. Man, this woman was responsible for the death of seven brothers. She alienated an entire family to the ground, and none of them left one child. So by the time the last one was dead, the family was terminated. Because she was specializing in killing them and not giving any children, which are the clear manifestation of a curse. Barren and unfruitful. And death. All these things I'm showing you this morning are real. Now, the best way for you to examine yourself from these curses, first of all, like we have taught you, you have to give your life to Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive you for the sins of your fathers, things that you were not even there yourself. But because you are of the family lineage, you need to go before God on your knees. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will heal their land. You need to learn to go before God at the end of this series and say to Lord, in my family, people are consulting demons, people are consulting ancestors, people are doing this. Lord, I'm asking you to forgive us and forgive me in particular, because I cannot speak for all of them, but I can speak at least for myself. I'm asking you to have mercy on me. Show me grace. Sins of disobedience to the will, Father, I have disobeyed you. Forgive me. Let me receive your mercy. Don't argue. Repent. And change your position. And I'm telling you, the same way those curses were always present, like your shadow in the sunny day, that is also how the blessings will start being present on a shadow, like a shadow in a sunny day. Don't believe in the curses more than you believe in the blessings. I think some of you are so used to things not working that you don't think things can work. But I'm telling you, if you correct these things, things will start working. You'll be surprised. Your ministry will start flourishing. Your finances will start going well. Doors will start opening. A lot of things will start happening for you. Just take your time and deal with this to the root. Number three, curses originating from a man in authority. In every family, there are people that are placed in positions of authority, like maybe the founder of the family, the founder of a company. There are people in authority. You mess up with those people, something will come on you. And those people also can decree things. And that is, again, something that has happened to us. That those in authority before you were born decreed certain things. And you are just a victim of their decrees. An example is Joshua, a man God raised to prominence. When he destroyed Jericho, the Bible says in the book of Joshua 6:26, at that time, Joshua invoked this curse. May the curse of the Lord fall on anyone who tries to rebuild the town of Jericho. At the cost of his first son, he will lay its foundation. At the cost of his young son, he will set up its gate. That was the man in authority. You did not have to be from his family. He is a man of authority, and he has decreed something over a place, he has used his authority to speak something over something. That thing is settled. When you come years and years later and you go against what he said, a curse can be activated in your life. So people that God raised to prominence at some stage in their life, they decree things over lands, maybe just in passing, or somebody ain't got them, and as they were passing, coming from hunting, they say certain things. And those statements are still, you see, curses can be there for thousands of years. They don't go away. So there are curses fighting you from men in position of authority in your family or in the area where you live or from your clan or from your tribe. The founder of the tribe, he did some deals, he made some deals, and those things are working. It's got nothing to do with you. I mean, Hahiel, that came years later and his two sons died for nothing, had got nothing to do with Joshua. He didn't disobey Joshua. He didn't, well, so to say, but he didn't know. Still, the curse worked. Number four, curses originating from trusting in man. Jeremiah 17 verse 5, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. God releases a curse on people who put their entire hope on other people. I hope you now understand why things don't work. Because you have put your focus on the uncle. You have put your focus on the aunt. You have put your focus on a CEO somewhere. And God looks and sees that, oh, so you're thinking that this is the person that is actually going to help you. That releases a curse. For each one of these sources, the reverse is the blessing. So if you read verse 6, now it says, blessed is the man who put his trust in the Lord. Number 5, curses originating from the law of Moses. The law of Moses that was given to the Jewish people came with curses accompanying it in case you don't obey it. Galatians 3 verse 10, for all who rely in the works of the law are under a curse. When you and I come in today, thank God we are saved by grace through faith. When you try to do God's things, you try to acquire things from God using works, like you want to deserve it, a curse is released upon you. All who rely on the works of the law are under a curse. They rely on the works of the law, like Moses says you shouldn't do this, Moses says you shouldn't do that, so let me follow all those precepts, let me do all these things. It brings a curse. As it is written, curse is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. You see, the problem with people who rely on the law is that they will do one thing and they will miss the other. But you see, even if you do 100 and you miss one, the curse says you will miss everything. So there's a curse when you try to get things done with your own capacity in God's kingdom. When you are saying, no, God must bless me because, God must bless me because, God must bless me because, God must do this because, like, you want to get God's blessing with works. A curse is released. Because none of us can deserve anything that God is giving us. None of us. That's why he says, you are saved by grace. Through faith. It's not by your own capacity. And this curse is working on a lot of believers. Because this is different from just being an obedient child of God. This is like, Lord, you know what? I see what Moses wrote here and I'm doing this. So I don't understand why. You see, like, you are trying to obey something Jesus came and fulfilled already. All you have to do is to put your trust in him. And the blessing will start working. Curses, number 6. Curses originating from parents. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9. We've seen this already. Jabez received a curse through his mother. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. That was a curse that came on him through his mother. Do you understand? And Jabez neutralized that curse by speaking the blessings upon his life. You too shall neutralize curses. Deuteronomy 27 verse 16. Curse is anyone who dishonors their father or mother. Then all the people shall say amen. Amen. Cursed is anyone who dishonors his father or his mother. Curses are released where, you see, It's very important to see how you behave with your parents. I really feel sorry for this generation. This is they call millennial generation. These people that have no respect for authority, no honor for parents. They call their parents by their first names. They do all kinds of funny stuff. The Bible curse is anyone who dishonors his father and his mother. We saw clearly in scriptures that a curse was released on him by his father. That curse is still working forever. Curses originating from men of God. This is also very common. I've shown you 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 23. Then Elijah went up from there to Bethel, and as he was going up the road, some youth came from the city and mocked him and said to him, "Go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head." So he turned around and looked at them and pronounced a curse on them in the name of the Lord. And two female bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the youth. A man of God can decree a curse. And if the cause is valid, it will work. That's why I have always encouraged you, never get involved in issues concerning men of God. Don't talk against men of God. Don't criticize men of God. It's none of your business. If God doesn't want them in the system, God will clear them just like that. You are not God. Don't try to become God and judge. Leave it to God. You continue with your journey. Michal incurred a curse on her life by speaking against the man of God, David. Miriam incurred a curse on herself by criticizing the man of God, Moses. We can go on and on and on and on and on. So you think these things were written in the Bible and they're not happening today? Are they happening? All the time. They dishonor their parents, the curses are released. They treat the men of God anyhow, curses are released. You see, the curses are just waiting. That's why you have to respect them and you have to behave in a way that helps you to rather, because every one of these people that I'm mentioning can rather release a blessing on your life. So you need to decide, I will not go for the curse. I will go for the blessing. Curses originating from mistreating orphans, widows, and foreigners. See, South Africa has incurred heavy curses with xenophobia. Deuteronomy 27 verse 19. Curse is anyone who withholds justice from the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow. And equally, blessings are released on a nation that is good towards foreigners, towards orphans, and towards widows. Throughout scripture, you hear, the apostle will say, take care of widows, do like this, do like this. My own life was transformed because God sent me to a widow. The blessing of the widow is still working on my life today. But I could have incurred a curse there if I wasn't careful. 9, curses originating from not tithing. Malachi 3:8-9. You already know this one. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in which way I have robbed? In tithes and offering, you are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Did you see the different areas where curses come from? Number 10. Curses originating from stealing. Zechariah chapter 5 verse 3. And this is what the Lord of heaven's army says. I am sending this curse into the house of every thief. Every thief. A thief is a thief. when we steal, curses are sent in our houses. And look at what the curse will do. I'm sending this curse to the house of every thief, and into the house of everyone who swears falsely is using my name. And my curse will remain in that house and completely destroy it, even its timber and the stones. When the curse enters the house of a thief, it sits there. As he is stealing, the curse is also stealing from him. Then the curse destroys his house, his life, everything. All thieves are cursed. They are cursed. If you are listening to me and you are a thief, you are cursed. You are cursed. And the ones that steal church money, they are cursed twice. Because there's already a curse for a thief, and then you are now robbing God, that you have now made yourself, and those So, you see, when something does not belong to you, leave it alone. Oh no, I see he has 3 pens. Let me take one. Did you ask him? See, that pen you just took, you have taken something home. And the thing will come and sit there and start chowing your life little by little, by little, by little. All thieves are cursed. It's not me. The Bible says it. Believers stealing. Enter somebody's car, you steal a mask. You didn't ask. You just took the mask and you went your way. They come to church, they steal cell phones. They steal all the time, stealing. Believers. The Bible says, I am sending this curse into the house of every thief. Not only those that steal banks, every thief. A curse is following the person. In our places of work, we steal things. We don't ask. You are just taking. Oh, no, no. They are no more using it. Let me take it. Who gave you permission? It's not about, the thing might not even be valuable. The problem is that because you did not get permission from taking it, you have become a thief. And the thing that happened with you is that you are bringing a curse home. As you are bringing that thing to the house, a curse has entered the house. And this thing will come and sit in the house, and it's going to start destroying steadily everything. The Bible says the curse will remain there and destroy everything completely. Jesus. 11. Curses originating from deceiving people. Those of us who are good with the tongue, we speak things and we know very well that what we are saying is a lie. And we behave as if everything is this and is not. It's the same curse. And this is what the Lord of heaven said. I am sending this curse into the house of every thief and into the house of everyone who swears falsely. Deception. 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 Lies. In our own continent, Africa, there are certain nations, they are known for deception. Like, if you are dealing with them, one of them, you should know. You will be deceived just now. You will not go unpunished. They will deceive you. They will take something. They will complicate something. They will manipulate something. They are there. The curse has come and sat. They are accumulating. Nothing ever happens. Twelve. Curses originating from sexual perversion. You know, I'm excited about next month because, as you know, it's a month of love. We'll be back again in our staff. But I want you to know that as I'm discovering steadily, God is very interested in your sexuality and my sexuality. What you do with your sexuality is not unknown to God. God is interested in it. Deuteronomy 27 verse 22. Cursed is anyone who sleeps with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. But I just pick one, but it's a long list in that particular Deuteronomy 27. He lists the one who sleeps with this one, the one who does like this, the woman who sleeps with another woman. So I've just said sexual perversion. The moment you go against God's order of things, curses are released. You must know that. And for each one of these origins, as I'm showing you, please don't argue. Let's just repent. As you say, hey, Lord, please. I was involved in this. I used to do this. I was like this. Please, Lord, it was in ignorance. Forgive me. Let this be cleared and let this curse stop operating in my life. Rather than sit there and say, but I had nobody to love me. And I was raped. This and this and that. This happened to me. That's why I ended up with women. Or that's why I ended up with men. Listen to me. The curses don't care what happened to you. The moment you start fiddling with this, they are released on your life. And curses don't care whether you are beautiful or ugly. They come. They come. You'll be surprised. 13. Curses originating from blasphemous words. Yes. Blasphemy. Speaking things that are not right. And I spoke a lot about this last week. Because most curses are released through words. The things we say. Proverbs 6 verse 2. You have been trapped by what you said. Ensnared by the words of your mouth. You have been trapped. And a curse is a trap. He says you have been trapped by what you said. Ensnared by the words of your mouth. That's how curses are released. And I told you last week, these things we sing in songs are also words that we are singing again. It's a trap. You are trapped by speaking. You are just singing words. But blasphemous words. Some of the words are swearing directly at God. Some of these words are invoking demon spirit in your life. Some of these words are cursing you that you will never amount to nothing. You will never be anything. Some of the words are like, you are a bad girl. You are a bad boy. You are stupid. You are never going to make. And you are singing them in a very nice melody. You are trapped by what you sang and said. The last one I could come with, I think there are more, but I couldn't. Just maybe go through all of them. 14. Curses originating from neglecting God's word. God's work. Neglecting God's work releases a curse on you. Curse is he who does the work of God deceitfully. The NIV says, curse is who does the work of God with negligence. And curse is he who keeps back his sword from the blood. We are all fighting. Whenever you are keeping your sword, you don't want to involve yourself in the fight. A curse is raised. When you do God's work deceitfully or negligently, you don't value God's work, you don't give it your best shot. The same way God blesses those who work for him faithfully, God also curses those who work for him deceitfully. He curses them. Their things don't work. God cursed. You see, even though Jesus didn't do it, but I'm telling you, Judas was cursed. Even the way he died, it was a curse on him. I'm saying for all these things, just correct. Don't say, but me, I'm usually working till late. I'm usually like this. That's why I don't get to get. I mean, it's not like I'm neglecting. It's not like, you see, you are not understanding. Just correct. 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 You cannot serve God anyhow and you get away with it. Do you understand? Like, I'm trying to tell you that once you say that you're going to work for God, understand that there are the expectations. And when you come to God's work now, his work is suffering, and you are pushing your own things, his is dying there. I mean, he told the guys in the book of Haggai, you are saying that is it time for us to build God's house? You are taking care of your houses, my house is falling apart. Then he said, consider your ways. You eat, but you are still hungry. I say, that's how a curse works. You wear clothes, but you are still not warm. And he says, it's like you are putting your money in pocket with holes. That's how that curse works. May we be delivered from such things. In the name of Jesus. So, quickly this morning as I close, how can I neutralize these cases? Well, like I told you already, just by you reversing everything you heard me talk about, repenting where you need to repent, correcting where you need to correct, that's how you neutralize them. I want you to not think, this thing, I think I'll never. No, you will. You will. You will reach a stage where your life is no more controlled by curses, but it's controlled by blessings. And that is where we are going. Don't believe that there will always be a curse. No, 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 no. You are a child of God. There will not always be a curse around your life. There will be blessings in your life. That's what I'm teaching. I'm teaching to tell you that, look, refuse. Choose the blessing, not the curse. It's a choice. I've said before, you life and death, blessing and curses. Choose the blessings. And you choose the blessings by correcting yourself as you are hearing these messages. So we already saw that you neutralize curses through the salt of salvation, the salt of light, the anointing, prayer, positive confession, tithing, serving God, and believing in your prophet. That is what I spoke about last week. Praise the Lord. Let's quickly close this series this morning. The salt of obedience. The salt of obedience. Deuteronomy 28 verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. The salt of obedience. Just obeying God. Desiring to do the will of God. It brings a blessing and it neutralizes the curse. God says go, you go. God says do this, you do. God says, anything God tells you to do, you do. That's how the blessing comes and that's how the curses are neutralized. The salt of obedience. I pray, may God give all of us the spirit of obedience, the spirit of Jesus Christ that obeys God anywhere God asks you to go. You are just there. A lot of us, you know, you are living in disobedience. You are like Jonah. God says, go to Nineveh. You say, me, I'm going to Tarshish. I like Tarshish. I don't like Nineveh. You know very well there are areas in your life where you are in disobedience. God said do this, you didn't. God said this, you didn't. And God kept quiet. And that has released curses. Obedience is a pathway to a life paved with blessings. Number 10. The salt of your parents' blessing. You see, I told you that a curse can originate from your parents. But equally, a blessing can originate from your parents. And that blessing will neutralize curses in your life. Hallelujah. Desire the blessing of your father. Desire the blessing of your mother. Your mother might not have much. Your father might not have much. But they have something called the blessing. The thing that fell on Jacob fell on him from a man called Isaac, who couldn't even see anymore. The man was lying on the bed, sick, about to die. But he spoke a word that created a nation. Your father doesn't have to be rich to bless you. He just needs to be your father. From the moment he is your father, from the moment she is your mother, something can come from her mouth and transform your life. Elisha was sleeping in the bed about to die when he told the king, take your arrow and shoot out of the window. He shot 3 times and God said, and Elijah says, thus says the Lord, the same way you have sent those arrows, you will strike your enemies. I mean, the man that is talking to you is already in the bed about to die. And he's talking to a king that is in power. But the words that are coming out of his mouth are causing the king to have victory. Elisha is dead, taken in a tomb. The bones have dried. Another man dies. Got close to Elisha. He touches the bones, comes back to life. The things that can cause you to live don't need to be very strong. You don't need to be very strong. And the reason why we despise our parents, because we look at them, they are wearing one sock this, and the colors are brown, and they smell this and this. You see, you are looking at the wrong things. You're looking at the wrong things. Out of that old woman, out of that old man, there's something that can cause you to shine in your very modernized world. Genesis 49 verse 26. The blessings of your father have prevailed. The blessings of your father have prevailed. So your father has prevailing blessings. They prevail over circumstances of your life. Things that have come in and crushed you. One word your father can speak can turn that around. Learn to be a blessing to your parents. So Isaac told Esau, go and hunt. Bring me some game, the one I like. Let me eat, that I may bless you. That's how you activate the blessing of your father. You activate the blessing of your father, not by buying it, but by provoking it with gifts. Just blessing them from time to time. Not causing their words to be words of complaint towards you, but rather words of blessings. You'll be surprised that if they were speaking more words of blessing towards you, your life will get a bit easier. But as long as you are always a source of concern to them, whenever they talk about you, they talk about you in a complaining way, it will not be good for you. It will cause a lot of hiccups where there were supposed to be flows. I hope I'm speaking to you. Salt number 11. We are just left. We are closing. The salt of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is one of the greatest curse neutralizers you can ever think of. Whether the curses originate from Japan, whether they originate from South Korea, wherever they are coming from, the blood of Jesus is your one-stop shop. Again, believers don't know about the blood of Jesus. And they don't engage the blood of Jesus. But we are learning this morning that you have a very powerful salt in your salt bag. When all has failed, throw your hand in the salt bed and put a bit of the blood of Jesus and throw in your life. Hallelujah. Learn to confess and plead the blood of Jesus. You know, there is a Satanist that gave his life to Jesus and he came to give his testimony. And they were asking him when he was in the dark world, what is it that used to be a problem to them with the church? And he says, you know, a lot of things, you know, were just there and there and there and there. But he says, the one thing we didn't like at all, The one thing that used to make us very, 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 very desperate is when the church people start pleading the blood of Jesus. He said that is the one thing we never enjoy them to do. As soon as they start doing that thing, we are in trouble. A Satanist, he was telling the people now that the one thing the witch and wizards don't like is the blood of Jesus. When you start pleading the blood of Jesus in the night, when you plead it over your car, you are pleading it over your children, you are just making everything difficult for them. You are just contradicting everything for them. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. And when you go a step further, you take it and you also take communion. They are paralyzed. They are paralyzed. Oh, learn to place your hands on your belly and you plead the blood. You place your hand on your head. You plead the blood. You place your hand on your car. You plead the blood. You place your hands on your children's head. You plead the blood. You place your hands in your house. You plead the blood. You place your hand on your wife. You plead the blood. Everywhere, learn to plead the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you, a Satanist told us that when we attack, when we invoke the blood, that's something they don't like. So the less you invoke the blood, the more they like you. And the more you invoke the blood, the more they don't like you. And I'm not here for witch and wizards to like me. The blood of Jesus. You have a bad dream. As soon as you wake up, the blood of Jesus, I cancel everything with the blood of Jesus. I decree and you plead the blood over your CV before you take it, wherever you are taking it to. You don't just wake up in the morning, is the English that? No, look, these things, you'll be surprised that they don't even read them. They just go in one little section, they check there, and then they check there, and that's it. Or sometimes they don't even read it at all. It's the blood that speaks. The blood of Jesus speaks of better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus can speak on your case. The blood of Jesus can speak on your behalf. It's the blood that speaks, not the grammar. I see you pleading the blood of Jesus in every area of your life. Oh my God. Revelation chapter 5 verse 9. And they sang a new song saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe, every tongue, and people, and nation." That's why I told you that the blood of Jesus is one shop, one stop shop. Wherever you are coming from, the blood can redeem. Every tribe, every tongue, every people, every nation. That is, you cannot miss yourself here. You are from somewhere there. And the only thing that can redeem you from wherever you are coming from is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Learn to invoke the blood. And the angel of death could not destroy the people of God in Goshen. Why? Because they had placed the blood in the lintels of the doors. Not because they were Israelites. If they did not place it, he was going to destroy them. He knows the blood. In the kingdom, even witch and wizard, what are they after? The blood of people. Why? Because the life of everything is in the blood. The life of your company is in the blood. The life of your ministry is in the blood. The life of your children is in the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Right now, I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, over your ministry, over your decisions, over your marriage, everything that you are doing. Let the blood speak better things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Rise on your feet and begin to thank God this morning. Breka sepre kele mando caprela gede bala mendera bela bala ba. Rebreste freka la brenda sepre kula vele menda. Oh, the blood of Jesus speaks of better things. Come and begin to plead the blood of Jesus in every area of your life where you are feeling an attack, an oppression. Plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. Plead the blood of Jesus over your spirit. You are praying. Come and begin to neutralize the curses. Every curse that you sense God has revealed to you, begin to neutralize it right now. Engage the power of word. Engage the blood of Jesus. Engage every tool I have given you. Begin to dissociate yourself from any curse that could be in operation against your life. Engage the blessings. Engage positive confession. Shabrele ke sabro gore bala mandara ba megede brezi prekazo bro gora bala gada bagada bagada bagaba. Refuse to live a cursed life. A curse is not your portion. Dissociate yourself from it. You are redeemed out of every tribe. You are redeemed out of every nation. You are redeemed out of every tongue. There is nowhere you are coming from that the blood of Jesus cannot reach. Refuse to live a cursed life. Reject the curse from your life. Mr. Prela Kalamenda. Mr. Prela Kolebrande. Mr. Prela Gevelamendo. Kalamanda. Come and begin to appropriate the blessings. The Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse. It is written, he became a curse that the blessing of Jesus, the blessing of Abraham, might come to you. Oh, begin to appropriate the blessing this morning. Decree and declare, I am blessed. I walk in the blessing. No curse in my life. I refuse every curse. I reject them. Come on, be forceful. Be forceful. Be forceful. Anything that looks like the curse must be cursed. Oh, please believe it. Believe that God created you to be blessed, not to be cursed. You are not created to carry curses. Curses should not operate in your life. Reject them. Refuse them. Stand against them. You are not cursed. You are blessed. 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 Your way is made. The doors are opening. God is working for you. The grace of God is with you. You are not cursed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Oh, Rabba Shebra Gerebaragarabaraba. I say, appropriate the blessing. Oh, I see this word lifting somebody. I see this revelation lifting somebody out of prison walls and setting them on the mountaintop where they reign and rule. Kayazema. Whatever has been difficult, whatever has been nearly impossible, whatever has been frustrating, whatever has been disillusioning, this morning, receive the blessing of God upon your life and let that sorrow turn into joy now. I release blessings as God's servants. God told Aaron, bless the people. And when you are blessing them, speak to them and say, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious, not grievous, but gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord give you peace. The Lord give you peace. The Lord give you peace. The Lord give you shalom. In the name of Jesus. Where there's been trouble, there shall be peace. Where there's been confusion, there shall be peace. Where there's been disappointments, there shall be peace. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, precious Father. There is peace in our lives. Curses bring trouble and confusion. Blessings bring peace like a river. This morning, if you are watching me online, I want you to take the anointing oil that you have. I want you to dip your finger on it for a little bit. And I want you to place the oil on your head. The Bible says it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken from your shoulders and his yoke, oh, from your neck. This yoke that you are carrying, these burdens, they are not yours. Oh, I don't know how best to say this to you, child of God. You are carrying things that are not yours. That's why your journey is so slow. It shall come to pass in that day. I believe that day is today. Today. Why must you put to tomorrow what can happen today? Don't be like Pharaoh. When do you want the problem to end? Tomorrow. You are suffering today. I'm begging you, believe that God can bring an end to that trouble by the anointing. So you dip your finger in the oil, you place on your head, that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. The yoke will be destroyed. Believe the word of God, child of God. Believe the word of God. God says the anointing oil will destroy the yoke. If you can believe it. All those yokes you have carried, they have stolen your joy. They have stolen your peace. They have turned you into an old person while you are still young. You are unable to enjoy your life because you are carrying things that are heavier than your weight. This morning, the anointing oil is speaking on your behalf. The blood of Jesus is speaking on your behalf. The word of God is speaking on your behalf. All these forces are released and they will fight and hunt down every curse fighting you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, on every head where the oil has fallen, let there be a release of power to destroy the yoke. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise, somebody. I believe from the bottom of my heart, God has ministered to us. Something has broken. I say something has broken. Trust God. Listen to this message again and again. Go back to this series. I promise you, most of your problems are connected to this series. Don't rush too much. Be on it. And get other documents, other things that can deal with the same subject, maybe even a better way. Let God help you reach to a higher dimension. This morning, before I close, there's somebody watching me. You are not born again. You've never surrendered your life to Jesus. I've told you this morning, the first step is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Turn away from the works of your ancestors. Turn to your God, the living God. Let him help you. You are saying this morning, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want my sins forgiven. I would like to pray with you. Many of us have made that prayer and we have never regretted it. You too will never regret it. You are saying, Pastor, I want my sins forgiven. I want to be born again. At the count of three, raise your right hand and I'll pray with you. 1, 2, 3, your hand up. God bless you. God bless you. You are saying, Pastor, I want my sins forgiven. I want the sins of my ancestors that are hunting me down forgiven. I want the ancestors' covenants broken through the blood of Jesus. We were redeemed by that blood out of every tribe, every tongue, every nation. That's the same blood. This morning when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you are saying, I want this blood to redeem me from wherever I'm coming from. Number two, you are already born again, but you are not living for God anymore. I want to pray for you. You are saying, Pastor, I want to come back home. I'm battered and buffeted with curses. I want the blessing to work. Well, I want to pray for you. At the count of three, please raise your right hand. 1, 2, 3. God bless you. You are saying yes to Jesus this morning. I want my sins forgiven. I want to come back to God. I want him to help me. I want my life to change. Oh, I see some of you, your life is going to start shining like gold. Remember, the blessing is an obstruction. The blessing is a promotion. It takes you further. It opens doors for you. Please believe these things. Thank you, Jesus. You can take your hands down. Now, let us pray together from wherever you are watching me from. Even if you watch this years later, because I know some of you will come across this message years after it was preached. But I'm praying for you right now. It will work. Same way. Open your mouth and decree with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Please drop us a comment in the comment section to tell us how this message has helped you. Remember also to subscribe to receive notifications on our latest sermons. You can also watch Pastor Pascal live every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. on our church Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ. Or you can worship with us live in one of our branches in Sun City, Macharora, Padima, Mukwase, Lidach, Rustenburg, and beyond. Have a blessed day, and remember, we are alive to give life.